name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is May 10th, year 2009, and it's the fourth Sunday after Easter. Today we're going to talk about the ongoing progress of Antichrist coming to power through Zionism. Zionism is the goal of the apostate Jews to reoccupy Israel, then to reoccupy Jerusalem, then to rebuild the temple so that their Antichrist can reign in the temple from Jerusalem and rule almost the whole world. This is going to happen. It's prophecy. It's God's will. He's using the Antichrist to punish the world for turning their back on the Catholic God. Now, for the Antichrist to come to power, he had to glorify apostate Jews, evil Jews. And he did that by glorifying their whole race. And we already mentioned that this is the apostate teaching in the Apostate Vatican II document of Nostra Aetate, chapter 4, that states that no Jew should be looked upon as if he's under a curse. It really, that's the most racist statement you can ever imagine in your mind. In other words, all Jews are good, no matter what they do. There can never be an evil Jew. Well, anyway, what the Jew did is he glorified the Jewish race and to the point where if anybody even criticizes one Jew about anything he did, evil as it may be, they charge him with anti-Semitism. They say, you hate the whole Jewish race, you're a Jew hater. And they put these false labels on people to get them to back off against attacks against the evil Jews. Because once you don't attack the evil Jew anymore, and you can't criticize him, he can literally do whatever he wants. He can rape people in broad daylight, and you're not allowed to do anything. That's literally what's happening in the world today. So the Holocaust thing hoax that we talk about was one of their big ploys to get people to turn the Jewish race into some type of a victim. A holy victim, when we know they're really unholy. And I always tell the brothers, even if the Holocaust did happen, which we know for a fact it didn't happen, these Jews are in hell because they denied Christ. And Christ, God Himself, created the Holocaust of hell pales to any comparison of a Holocaust you could have on earth. So first of all, even if it did happen, they're not victims. They're not holy people. They're evil people because they deny Christ. Everybody that denies Christ is evil. And everybody that denies the Catholic Christ is evil, which means Protestants are evil. But my point is, what's happening here with that, since World War II especially, anybody who criticizes Jews is now put up to ridicule. They lose their jobs. In certain places in Europe now, you go to jail now for denying the Holocaust or talking out against the Jews. They're really stepping up this campaign. And we're going to prove something to you now because God has given us a little window of opportunity that's opening here. Where a lot of people are beginning to see that the Zionist Jews are really evil, they're tyrannical, in the true sense of the word, and that they are really the only ones that no one's allowed to talk about against, even though they're perpetrating all these crimes. And people are losing their university tenure positions. Ex-President Jimmy Carter's getting upbraided by the Jews because he's at least condemning their crimes that they're committing in Israel. What we call, and just to refresh you, what we call the full Zionists. The only Zionist, really true Zionist, is a full Zionist. And what that means is the Antichrist and the apostate Jews, for them to bring Antichrist to power, want to have total and complete domination of Israel. They don't want a two-state solution, in other words. It's for them, it's a one-state solution. Well, they're going by their false religious belief. I always tell the brothers out here that even the Muslims believe that they have the sole right to Jerusalem because that's where their false prophet Muhammad supposedly ascended up to heaven from. But he actually went down to hell. I was just telling them to know what really happened to the guy. But the Muslims really believe they have a right to Jerusalem. And us Catholics are the only ones during the New Covenant who have the perpetual right to Jerusalem. Although we don't always occupy it because we're not always good. All right. So this is an eternal conflict that is based on religion. We don't support the two-state solution either. Because we know Catholic dogma tells us that Jews, the apostate Jews have no right whatsoever to possess any part of Israel. Not even one iota of the land, not even one speck of grain of Israel does an apostate Jews have a right to possess. God banned them from it, kicked them out and says, until you become Catholic and accept the true God, you will never have a right to possess Israel, Jerusalem at all. So if the Catholic dogma tells us a two-state solution stinks also. I'd rather have the Palestinian Muslims in there than even the Jews. Although I don't want them in there neither. Ultimately, we really want good Catholics in there. That's our goal. Our goal is to proclaim who it really belongs to. And the reason why we're not there is because we've never had sufficiently good amount of Catholics to hold Jerusalem. But my point is, at least some of these two-state solution people are saying they want the apostate Jews to share Israel with the Palestinians. And they're making some good points. God's using these two-state solution people to point out the hypocrisy of these democracy people that want to have democracy for everybody and say everybody has a right to their own land, everybody has a right to govern themselves through democracies and free speech. We're going to point out some hypocrisies that are going on here. what some of these people are actually pointing out in Jerusalem right now. This is the full Zionist position of the Jews. They want the Palestinians out of Israel. They want to take complete and total domination of Israel. So it's a complete Jewish one state. Now, they're complaining against the Hamas Palestinian Muslims. They're claiming that they have the perpetual right to Jerusalem and not the Jews. So the twain shall never meet. The two-state solution, people are trying to get both parties to come to the table and compromise so that they can share the state. Now, the UN and the world community is labeling at least most of the world community is labeling the Hamas Palestinians as a terrorist organization. And for one reason, because they oppose Israel's possession of Jerusalem. Now, they're democratically elected, so they can't say that they're some type of a monarchical or dictatorial power. The Hamas government was democratically elected by the Palestinians, so the democracy people can't complain. You said the people have the right to elect their leaders. They elected the Hamas party leaders. They elected them. You honor it. If you don't honor it, then don't pipe this democracy to me. Please, don't lie to me. Because democracy is an illusion anyway. It really doesn't exist. There's always one kingpin in the background that controls the finances, the economics, and the army. And that point is made when the United States doesn't like any democratically elected leader. They have a coup to go in there and try to throw them out, physically turn the people against them, and turn the world community against them. So it's not about democracy. It's about getting their dictatorial ways for the Antichrist to come to power. So when Hamas comes out and says they don't want the Jews to occupy Jerusalem at all, well, fine, okay, you're going to call them terrorists for that reason, because they threaten a Jewish state in Israel. In other words, these Hamas are one-staters also. Their state, Muslim-Palestinian. The full Zionists, the extreme Zionists, which I call really the only true Zionists, are the ones that say, no, it's a complete Jewish state, we don't share it with the Hamas. Now you got two twins, they shall never meet. If you're going to condemn the Hamas party as an extremist terrorist organization for not allowing Israel to exist as a nation of Jews, then why don't you condemn the Zionists whose job is to kick out the Palestinian Muslims and say they don't have a right to exist in Israel as a state? If it applies to one, it applies to the other. You can't take one side and the other if you're going to try to propose some type of a two-state democracy solution. That's the problem people are finding themselves in right now. Because the ultimate goal of the Jews in Israel is to complete, most of the Jews, I'm talking about the full Zionists. Now you have a schism amongst Jews even. The Dove Party Jews don't want one state. They do want to share Israel. They're stupid. They're not really being practical in a sense. They're peaceniks. But they're bringing out a point. They're saying, we want to share this land with the Palestinians. But the people that are in power in Israel are actively plotting to come to full power. And they're taking steps. This recent war that just took place in Gaza, for instance, between December 27th and January 18th, when the Israelis went into Gaza Strip and wanted to really wipe out all the Palestinians, tell them to either leave or we're going to kill you. That's basically what happened. Get out of town before sundown or we're going to kill every man, woman, and child. That happened, folks. Now, my point is, if you're going to call a Hamas terrorist for saying Jews have no right to Israel, then why don't you call these extreme Zionists, which is the goal of the right-wing government, the hawks in Israel, why don't you condemn them as terrorists for propagating a one state without Hamas or Palestinians, and we're going to kick them out. And not only do the extremist Jews, the right-wing hawk Jews, say that it's only Israel for Jews only, they are actually doing it. They are in the process of kicking the Palestinians out. They're actually doing it. They're illegally occupying Palestinian land that even according to the UN Charter declared Israel to be illegally occupying Palestinian land. How come they're not declared by Canada and other countries as a terrorist organization? How come not? You want to take sides? Look, God's got evildoers punishing evildoers. I'm not saying either one of these groups are good. They're all evil. God's using Jews to punish Muslims. Fine. But you want to be honest about it? God hates the hypocrite the most. The deceiving, lying hypocrite who pretends to be righteous on one side when he's trying to say, well, we're only against the Hamas because they're not allowing any right for Jews to live in Israel at all. Okay, then why don't you do the same thing with the powers in Israel that are actually actively participating in an abolishment of all Palestinians? Ultimately, is what their goal is, to knock them out of all of Israel. That's the ultimate goal. They just went into Gaza, warned the Palestinians before time, get out, we're coming in, and attempted to kill every man, woman, and children, and scared them to get out of Gaza. Now that already happened. The Hamas didn't do no such thing to Israel. They don't even have the ability to do that in Israel. They've done this. They didn't only say we don't want Palestinians in Israel. We're going to kick them out. We're going to kill them. Men, women, and children. Now, I'm not against killing men, women, and children. You know that. If God told me to kill men, women, and children, I'm killing them. Myself. I'm not against that. That's not what I'm at. I'm at the hypocrisy that's going on here. Which is people are trying to, are turning their back to Israel when they're trying to say, we propose a world of democracy where everybody can worship their own religion and their own gods and share the land. Well, that's impossible anyway. I already tell you that. And that's why you see this conflict happening. But you're going to find out one thing here, that the whole thrust of Israel is to bring of the extremists, and they're going to be victorious. Now, the Jews that are on the left, the peacenik Jews, they don't like what they see. They got wrong motives. Their motives are wrong because they're peacenics. They don't believe in war at all. And in a way, I have less respect for the lefties because they're not convicted about any type of religious belief. The righties, bad as they are. The Kahaniites and all them, and bringing the Antichrist to power. I think you're going to have an easier time maybe converting some of them, because this is going to be the irony of the whole thing. These extremist Jews that are bringing the Antichrist to power are convicted. They're zealous. They're not lying about their false religious belief. They'll come right in your face and tell you, I want all the Palestinians out of here. Our Messiah is coming to power. I want to rebuild the temple. They got zeal. Wrong direction, yes. Bringing the Antichrist to power, they are, and they don't know it. The lefties believe we're all the same. Everything's okay. I don't want no wars. So in a way, you got there's evil people on both sides. My point is that this is going to be the irony of it. When the Kahaniites and people like them and the hawks in Israel bring the Antichrist to power, a lot of them are going to see him. They're going to find out he's going to be a liberal. He's going to actually be more pleasing to the doves, the homosexuals, and all these freaky people that are breaking all of God's commandments, the thieves and the liars. He's going to be more pleasing to the liberals. So then these right-wing Jews who brought him to power are going to panic and say, we brought a monster to power. And that's why we're going to convert a lot of these right-wing Jews who are even killing people in Gaza now. But my point is, if the world community is going to stand back and turn a blind eye when Israel commits these crimes, all right, and always be quick to point out crimes that are committed by other people, and even going back and pointing out crimes about the Nazis who aren't even alive anymore, and the Germans 50 years ago, about all these atrocities they did, which are false anyway and lies, what about the atrocities that the hawkish Jews are doing right now? What about that? Why don't you raise your voice up against that? Where do you see the world leaders coming out against it? You see groups, though, coming out against it now. But not world leaders. And we're going to talk about a situation that just happened recently, which a lot of you people may not know about. We're going to post up the videos on my website this week about George Galloway. George Galloway is a member of the British Parliament. And he's been a member of the British Parliament for, I think, 18 years. No, 27 years. I think 27 years. He was elected 5 times, and he's an active member of the British Parliament. He's a peacenik, by the way. This George Gallo is one of those lefties. He's a peacenik, but he's zealous. He's zealous for his peacenik cause. But he is zealous. He's not a coward. Not all these lefties are cowards. This guy's very zealous, but he's a lefty. He's against all wars. So he's at least saying, hey, if you people are talking about other people when they go in and conquer people and kill men, women, and children and leave them without food and medical supplies and you illegally occupy territory and you don't allow people to go around. He's opposing, in other words, the hawkish Jews. And he's saying, you're not allowing the Palestinians to have their own land. You're not allowing them to democratically rule themselves. Even though Hamas was democratic elect, they're still really literally in a ghetto, locked up in a prison, under rule of Israel. So George Galloway is pro-Palestinian in this cause, and rightly so in this cause, because he's saying they're being hypocritical. If you're saying that these people should have a right to rule themselves, and the United States is always shooting their lip off and canning them about free speech, what about the Palestinians? What about the UN Charter that already declared that they have an illegal occupation over there? Hamas is not illegally occupying Israeli land. The Israelis are illegally occupying Palestinian land. They're actually doing it. Well, my point is, this guy, George Galloway, joined that Gaza war. The Jews went in there and brutalized the Palestinians in Gaza Strip. Killed men, women, and children. They killed over 1,000 people, over 1,200 people, over 350 children. They went in there and used white phosphorus bombs, which are banned. These get as hot as like 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit, and they attach to the skin. It was like a banned thing. They bombed UN facilities that were being used for refugee camps for Palestinians, and they bombed UN supply places where they're supplying food for the people. They're saying, not only do we want to conquer you, we want to annihilate you. We don't want to give you food or medical care when you're wounded. And then even when the war was over and there was no more resistance, they allowed the Palestinians to lay in the street without anyone going in there to help them, so they would die in the streets. Well, I'm just telling you what happened, folks. Now, this guy, George Galloway, you never heard nothing about him on any of the major news networks, but this is a big thing that happened. And if you don't know about it, you can know about it after you listen to my sermon and watch my videos. What happened with this guy? Well, anyway, he got together and he said, there's a big hypocrisy going on over here. These people in Palestine need medical aid. They need help. The war's already over. There's no resistance being done, and they're dying in the streets for lack of food and medical care. So he got together in England with a group of people, and he got a convoy together of 110 trucks, and he got $45,000, and he says, I'm going to bring it from England to Gaza. And I'm going to go right into Gaza, and I'm going to give them the supplies. And he got, I don't know how many people were with him. There was quite a few people with him. But what he did was he went into France, he went into Spain, and they said Spain even greeted him happily. Then he went from Spain to North Africa, and then the top of North Africa through Egypt and into Gaza. Now, this convoy had 110 trucks, $45,000, and it took place. They left England on February 14th, year 2009, and they ended up arriving in Gaza on March 9th, 2009, 23 days later. He went in to Gaza and gave the money to the Hamas democratically elected president, and he gave the aid. And what was in that aid was like, I'm going to read some of the news clips so you can get a bearing on what's going on here. He sent them food, and he sent them diapers and medical supplies. This is all he's doing. Well, not shortly after he got back from that convoy, he was supposed to come into Canada and give his speech in a Methodist church, I think, in Canada, and a speaking tour in Canada. And he was supposed to do that on March 30th. But lo and behold, he finds out from the immigration minister in Canada that he's banned from entering Canada. He can no longer go in Canada. And the reason they said in the beginning was because he opposed the Afghanistan war, which he did do. He didn't think the English should be over there fighting for that cause. It's just going to incite Arabs and get them more angry. And why should we do the dirty work for the Israelis? Basically, he's seen what Zionism is really doing. That was the first reason. Then, after that reason came out, and it didn't really hold water, they came out and gave the real reason. And they said it was because he was supporting a terrorist organization, a Hamas party. And it's against the law in Canada. It's on their law. It's one of their laws. It's called... I'll read it. Galloway was scheduled to make several appearances in Canada in March and April as part of his speaking tour, but was denied entry by the Canadian Border Service Agency under Section 34.1 of the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act, which bars those who provide material support for terrorist groups. They labeled him as a terrorist and said, you're supporting terrorists for giving humanitarian aid. So now they're saying, even if you give humanitarian aid to these people that were killed and wounded in Palestine, they label that as a terrorist act. When the UN was giving them humanitarian aid, when even several presidents went in were talking with the Hamas party. Even Galloway brought that up. He says, so now you can't even go in there and help the Gaza people after you guys eliminate them. He really said, this is really about even free speech too, because I talk out against your illegal occupation of Gaza. And what you did, your war crimes. And he says, it's not about you saying that we committed war crimes. You helped the Hamas terrorist organization. Now my point is, if that Canadian law says Hamas is a terrorist organization, why do they say that? Because Hamas says that only Palestinian Muslims have a right to Jerusalem. Fine, then why don't you condemn the extreme Zionists, the Hawks that are in power, that say only Jews have a right to Israel, and even if they didn't say it, which they do say it, they're doing it! They're doing it! They're killing the Palestinians. They're knocking them out. They illegally occupy their land. How come they're not labeled also side by side with Hamas as a terrorist organization? Why aren't they both labeled? Knock them both out. Why are you picking one side and the other? They're the ones that went in and killed the Gaza people, and they're saying Galloway's a criminal for going over there and giving humanitarian aid. You've got to see what's going on here, the hypocrisy. Well, this really backfired on him because it got the attention of the world community, what they did to this Galloway. And he really, even though he's a lefty liberal now, I don't support his peacenik, his motives. But God's using him to bring out a point about what's really, these Jews are trying to lie to you when they're saying, they are the worst oppressors that ever existed. Even if, on my point, even if the Jew came out and said, no, and they always do give, they give lip service. Oh, we're for a two-state solution. Some of them will say that, but they really aren't. They are actively working towards a one state, even if they may say two states. Now, some of the lefty Jews really are for two states. So I'm talking about the hawks that are lying to you, because you're looking at it right under your eyes right now. They're coming to full domination. They're getting ready to kick all these people out right now. Now, he came out and he said, "Dave, he says, wait a second. He says, you're angry at the Hamas party because their goal is to not have any Jews in Israel. He says, but at this very moment, even though the government says, yeah, we're for a two-state solution, they give lip service to it, he says, where is the evidence of a two-state solution? Where is the evidence of an independent Palestinian land that is completely controlled by them with absolutely no police interference from the Jews? Where is it? It doesn't exist. There is no second state there. It's totally Jewish. The Palestinians are nothing more than a bunch of prisoners locked up in a prison camp. That's all it is. That's why they got their big walls over there. They won't even allow the Palestinians a little piece of their own land to rule themselves. You see? So, in other words, if your point is that the Hamas are terrorists, Israel's even worse. They're succeeding, according to your brand of terrorism. Where is the sharing of the second state? Then just come right out and say, I'd rather have you be honest, like the extremists, to come right out and say it. We want every Palestinian out of here. That's where it's headed. Now, well, I mentioned, folks, that this is what the Antichrist needs to do in the Jews in these final days to ultimately come to power. He knows he's going to make some steps that are even going to make a lot of people in the world angry, because they're going to have to start seeing for what he is, because he's got to come out more and more in the light. That's why our open door is open right now to convert a few people that are going to see what's going on. But this door is not going to stay open too long, because Antichrist is then going to come to physical power and completely dominate the world, because people are going to progressively start finding out what these Jews are all about. They're going to start to learn what we've been saying, that these Jews are evil. They're not going to fall for the anti-Semitism claim anymore. Now, here's another interesting thing about this George Galloway. They can't claim he's an anti-Semite, because he never said anything religiously against the Jews, and he actually, this is where he's bad and he's wrong, he thinks the Holocaust really happened, and he's against Holocaust deniers. So he says, I'm not a neo-Nazi or a Nazi or a Holocaust denier. I believe the Holocaust happened, and I believe people have no right to speak out that the Holocaust didn't happen. So he's against Holocaust deniers. He's not your typical person that the Jews are usually going after. But he really is. Why? Because he's going after Zionism. He's going after the ultimate goal. The Holocaust is only an instrument to get you to glorify the Jewish race so you don't condemn evil Jews. It's not just the Holocaust. We said this many times. If you condemn an evil Jew for his plots coming to power in the banking community in Hollywood, they control Hollywood, they own the Federal Reserve Bank, they're corrupting the whole world, any criticism of a Jew, you're going to get it. Because they want them hands off. They got to glorify the Jews. Every Jew is good. Don't you dare talk out against a Jew. So if they try to hit him with an anti-Semitic claim, this Galloway, it doesn't stick at all. And it doesn't stick on the Holocaust deniers neither. But I'm hoping this Galloway can come along and get rid of it and start looking deeper, scratch just a little bit deeper under this Jew. Scratch a little deeper under the Jew. And look how he's been lying since he denied Christ. Look how he's been lying when he came to power in a strong way since the end of World War II. It didn't just happen with the lies that are being told now. It's been going on in a big way since the end of World War II. Well, anyway, here this guy is. All he's doing is bringing over a convoy of aid, and they ban him. Let me read from some of the reports. This is a headline in one of the news things. Canada bans British MP for opposing Gaza and Afghan wars. And you're going to learn that the very first people that had him banned was the JDL, the Jewish Defense League, that militant apostate Jewish group. And they spoke out against Galloway and wrote letters to the governor and got all the Jewish groups in Canada right out against Galloway. And the government bowed down to the Jew. Bow down to the Jew and listen right away. Jason Kenney, who was the head of the immigration department, got the letter and said, you're banned. And actually, it didn't go to him first. It went to the Canadian Border Guard Agency. They banned him. But he says, I never knew it. Then they got back to Jason Kennedy, who's the ultimate boss of all of this, and he found out about it. And then Galloway says, well, if you didn't know about it, this is unjust. You have the power to undo it. Jason Kenney says, no, I'm not going to undo it. I'm going to let it stay. Because you're supporting a terrorist group. My point is, the Jews started the ruckus. And when you look at my video, that when you see Galloway being interviewed by this particular individual, and you have the JDL guy, Meyer Weinstein, going at it back and forth, you're going to see Weinstein barking out orders for Canada. You're going to think that this guy's the one who's ruling Canada, and he really is. You're not allowed in here. We don't let you in here. It's our rules. We, this. It's the Jews speaking. They're so bold now, they're coming right out in public. They've always ruled these countries in the background. They're now coming right out in the open. Well, what happened was the JDL was the first one that started the mess in Canada, went out to the other Jewish organizations, and then they wrote the letters and got them banned. The Jews' influence got Galloway banned. Now, we're going to read about the report here. A British MP, a member of parliament, told CBS News on Sunday that it was inappropriate of border officials to ban him from entering Canada based on security grounds, and he hopes the immigration minister will intervene. This is a misuse of the war on terror. This is a misuse of security concerns in service of what is clearly a political act to try and gag me, said George Galloway in an interview from London, England. Quote, but I don't think it will succeed, end quote. A former British Labour Party member, now with the Respect Party, Galloway was scheduled to speak March 30th at Toronto conference called Resisting War from Gaza to Kandahar, hosted by the Toronto Coalition of Stop the War, a peacenik group, you know. He was also planning to speak at three other locations, including at a public forum and the following day in nearby Mississauga. Galloway said a British newspaper first reported he was being denied entry into Canada because of his views on Afghanistan. But by the time he got a letter last week from the Canadian High Commission in London, it had morphed into some kind of a complaint about the aid convoy that I had led of 120 British vehicles and 350 British citizens carrying everything from medicines to nappies to wheelchairs onboard ambulances into the besieged Gaza Strip a week or two ago. Now, the Jewish Defense League of Canada is taking credit for lighting the spark that ultimately burned a British politician's plans to enter Canada. The organization advised the federal government, advised them, commanded them, in the Masonic Lodge. In the Masonic Lodge, it goes, yes, how it happens. Jason Kenney's a Mason. He got his order like a good Mason. You know your job is to bring the Jews to power. You know your job from the very first degrees in Masonic Lodge is to rebuild the Temple of Solomon so Antichrist can rule in it. So go and do your work. The organization advised the federal government early last week about the impending speaking tour of George Galloway, the controversial British member of parliament who has been a bitter critic of Israel. A letter sent March 16th to the immigration minister, Jason Kenney, his cabinet colleague, Peter Kent, and opposition members of parliament, asked the government to keep the hater, quote-unquote hater, out of Canada. See? The hater. They're going to try to label him as an anti-Semite. Quote, we ask that he not be allowed in, end quote, said Meyer Weinstein, national director of the Jewish Defense League of Canada. Quote, whether or not that had an effect on anyone, well, he's not in. Quote, they're going to say, he's not going to affect me. He said, I don't care. He's not in. Now, when you look at that interview, you're going to see it. He keeps saying, I don't care. You're not allowed in here. You're banned. Done of it. Done deal. You're out. You're banned. You know, and you see the arrogance of this Jew barking the orders out to Galloway and telling him how you're banned from Canada. Now, it says, Weinstein said the letter lit a fire under other Jewish community leaders to protest the visit, to contact Canadian politicians, and to write newspapers about Galloway. So he got this big, also political publicity campaign, because even though the Jews in the background giving the command isn't, it's a done deal, they need public sympathy too. They don't want the people to get too angry, so they want to paint this guy out to be bad. So they got all the Jewish press organs working out against this guy in Canada. 4 days later, Kenney's office confirmed the British MP, that means Minister of Parliament, would not be allowed into the country. Jason Kennedy agreed with it. The government's opponents have accused it of political interference and launched two cases in federal court over a ban they say has no legal justification. Kenney's office swatted away suggestions it was directly involved. At first he's saying, I'm not the one who initiated it. It went through the Canadian agency first, border agency. Then they said, yeah, but it ended up on your desk. You have the power to rescind it. And he wouldn't. A spokesman said that he first heard about Galloway's visit from the Defense League letter, the JDL, and contacted departmental communications staff, citizen and immigration to prepare media lines. Kenney stressed that his political staff never contacted the Canadian Border Services Agency, which made the call that the veteran politician was inadmissible under national security grounds. So the first agency was the Canada Border Service Agency that said he can't come in. But Jason Kenney is the head of all of that, and he can override your decision. He's trying to now, at first he tried to back out and say, I don't know. He figured he's going to get off the hook and they'll just sort of brush it by. So he goes, neither I nor my office have been in direct touch with the CBSA officials about it, Kenny said in an interview. But the public servants in both ministries do correspond on a daily basis on hundreds of files like this. So he's printing, how am I supposed to know this case? We get hundreds of cases. This is what Kenny was first saying. But then it came back to him, but you do have the power to let him out. Watch this part. Officials and various, first of all, he's lying. He's trying to get out and he's hoping it doesn't go no further. He's trying to play neutral. Maybe I don't got to get involved. I know nothing about it. It ain't my business. Officials in various departments did liaise with each other over the course of the week. Kenny was informed on March 17th of the CBSA decision. Kenny knew about it. He decided he wouldn't use his extraordinary powers to overturn the ban. He says, Canadian diplomats in London sent the five-time MP a letter on late March 20th declaring inadmissible. British media were already on the story. The previous day, Galloway's office had received a verbal warning of the Canadian government's decision. Kenny spokesman Ali Khan Valshi, who had begun preparing media lines on Galloway with departmental staff several days earlier, was suddenly fielding phone calls from the British press. Galloway supporters say the ban has no legal justification and is politically motivated attack on free speech. They say the Conservative government concocted an allegation that Galloway supports terrorism simply because they disagree with his pro-Palestinian views. Now, we're going to go back and read this in a minute. What happened when you see this video you're going to look at with the particular Jewish guy says, I don't care, you're banned, okay, because you're a terrorist and so forth. Galloway says, well, he says, I'm going to come to the border. He was in the United States. And he says, I have other ways of getting into Canada, he said. Even if I got to go to the border with a bullhorn and shout across the border, I'm going to get into Canada. They're going to hear me, even if I have to broadcast in there from the United States. You know what the JDL guy said then? Oh, if that's the case, we're going to find out every person that's listening to your broadcast, and we're going to put them on the list, and we're going to round them up, and we're going to arrest, you know, almost like falling short of saying we're going to arrest them. And then Galloway went, oh, well, this is quite serious now. You're even going to go after everybody that's listening to me in Canada. Everybody. In their little homes, if they got the radio on or the internet and they're listening to Galloway speak from the United States, the Jews said, we're going to get them all. Listen to the video, folks. This is how Antichrist comes to power. Now, I'll tell you, if us Catholics were in power, we would use the same techniques. I'm not arguing against the technique. So don't get me wrong. I'm not a peacenik. I'm not a lefty. I'm not against killing men, women, and children in censorship. But I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy of what's going on here. All these people who profess that we're supposed to be everyone's equal, everyone's free to do what they want and all that, and here the Jews are running roughshod over their phony democracy principles anyway. It's a just punishment from God, yes. But the reason we're attacking is because we know it's evil. We know the Jews are tyrants. Anybody who's not serving the true God ultimately is a tyrant in one way or another. Some not as bad as others. These evil apostate Jews that are coming back are not only tyrants, they are absolutely the biggest liars that ever existed. You could even have a tyrant that might be a real dictator, it's a real tyrant, that's probably kind of bad, but he doesn't lie like these Jews. You have never seen anybody lie like these people. But you're going to hear during this interview where that Jew said, if you dare broadcast into Canada, we're going to be finding out everybody in Canada who's listening to you, and we're going to put them on our list, and we're going to go after them. We're going to go after them. Well, he ended up broadcasting into Canada on March 30th. And not only did he broadcast into Canada, because this made such publicity, not on any of the major networks that we saw, or even the PBS or BBC, but it's all over the internet. It's big. It's a giant issue. You got to look how many people are listening to this thing. You got to wonder who's controlling the media. Why? How come this never made it on TV? The other day, they got some stupid thing on the national news about some guy's wife. What was it about that goofy thing? Some guy shot his wife or something. Yeah. It looked like a local news report. Crazy man shoots his wife in Podunk, Iowa or something. Well, who cares about that? I mean, that's local news stuff. That's national news that was on. Look what happened to Galloway. It's not even reported on any of the networks. That means there's a massive effort to keep this guy off. But it's all over the internet, folks. And if you haven't known about it, you're going to know about it when I post it up and show you where to go on that. Now, it's going like this. The decision by the government is rare and unprecedented. It's stretching the interpretation to include humanitarian aid or activities including humanitarian aid being described as terrorist activities. So he's saying anybody who ever spoke with the Hamas, even the United States politicians speak with Hamas leaders. Even the UN goes over there and other groups, UNICEF, I think, to help them with humanitarian aid. It's only because he brought such an attention to this, and he's actually going out and speaking against it. See, this is where they draw that fine line. They say, we're not going to be arrested for, we're allowed to speak against people, we can't do nothing. They don't even want you to speak against the Jews, ultimately. They don't even want you to denounce them in any way. This goes back to the apostate Second Vatican Council document. Nostra Aetate, that says no Jews should be looked upon in the world as if they're under a curse. Even a rat man's visiting Israel this week. The rat man. And Benedict, if you don't know who he is, he's an apostate anti-pope, Benedict XVI. And he's ruling the apostate Vatican II church. It's not a true Catholic church, we know that. But he already made compromises before he went over and promised he wouldn't do a speech in front of the wall that's guarding the Palestinians. He promised he wouldn't speak to certain Palestinian people the Jews told him not to speak to. Here's this big guy, Mr. Peacenik. He himself is a lefty dove. The whole Vatican II church is a lefty dove. They don't believe in the death penalty. They don't believe in just wars. So what about Israel? How could you visit these people, you lying bastard? You lying, 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 lying bastard. Why don't you tell me who you're really all about? You're about supporting Zionist Jews. You're about bringing the Antichrist to power. It's your hypocrisy that I hate the most. How could you even step... First of all, I'm going to tell you, no pope can visit Israel when it's occupied by apostate Jews, because it's an illegal occupation. We can never allow or sanction the Jews' return to Israel because our Lord Jesus Christ said they have no right to homeland. The only way a Jew can go back to Israel is if he gets baptized when they cross the Jordan. That's the only way. This bastard shouldn't even be going over there in the first place. Let alone they told him to take his cross off when he goes to the Western Wall. We'll see what happens with that. That should be just one more thing that would not surprise me. But he himself is already backing down against these tyrannical Israelis. The compromises are happening all over the place here. Okay, here's this guy Kenny again. He goes, Kenny said he occasionally uses his power to overrule CBSA security assessments, but will not do in this case. Because he came on and says, I'm not going to support somebody who's supporting the terrorists. The Hamas terrorist group. First of all, he was supporting the people and giving humanitarian aid. But that the main point is, okay, you label the Hamas as terrorists. By your own definition of terrorism, the Israelis are infinitely worse. Because they're actively carrying it out. Now, there's a lot of two-state solutions that are known. It's even Joe Biden, the vice president, he was at AIPAC. Even though we don't support a two-state solution, it was heresy. He's a so-called Catholic, but he's not a real Catholic. He's a Vatican II apostate. But he did say that you're going to have to give Palestinians their own land and get out of the occupied territory. And they got angry. Now, this goes back to what I told you about my Obama sermon I gave about a month ago or two. Obama is a dove. He's like Galloway. And so's Biden. They're the lefties that don't believe in any kind of war and all that. Remember I told you while Obama's going to be in more immoral than the Republicans, and that's proven to be true because now we got homosexual marriages in three or four states, so immorality's going to get even worse. But at the same time, he's better on the Israeli issue. He doesn't support the full Zionists, the hawks. He doesn't support them. And even before, that's why they ended that war right before he came, the Gaza Strip war, right before he came to power. Right before he came to power. And they told him, and they said, this is going to be our policy. If we keep bowing down to Israel over everything they do with a blank check and a blind eye, no matter how bad they are, we're never going to have a peace agreement in the Middle East. Unless you start talking to the other people that are involved in that peace agreement and really looking at their situation and their side. So as soon as Obama came to power, he actively set out to go visit Egypt. They visited Russia, they visited China, they went to all the groups they know that have in some way opposed the Jews in some way. And they were visiting they opened up, they went down and he met with Hugo Chavez down and all this was and it was a really good plan because he's saying, we have to start showing them, you're not the only people in the world that count. There's these other people that are talking and we're really going to listen to them. And they said, unless you do that, you'll never get an honest agreement with the Jews at the table. I mean honest agreement the way they want, two-state solution. Now, we know that's not really going to happen anyway, but at least they're not taking sides in this issue. They're trying to, well, let's look at the Palestinian side of it. So they've been actively doing this since he came to power. And now Biden gave him the real slam last week, I think, at the AIPAC meeting when he was there and told him, you've got to have a two-state solution, a real one. You've got to give them their own land, an independent rule over their own land, and you've got to move out of the occupied territory. And he even said, I know you're not going to like what I'm going to say. So, see, we got a door opening here. Now, they say it for the wrong reasons, yes, but they're pointing out the hypocrisy to the Israelis. and the people like in Canada that are saying the Hamas is a terrorist organization, but the Israelis aren't. How could you label one? Label them both then. Label them both, but don't label one. And what are you basing this label on? Are you basing it upon because they kill men, women, and children with an occasional suicide attack and rocket attack? Well, Jews are doing that too. Are you basing it upon the fact that they say only a Palestinian Muslim should have Israel? Well, the Israelis are doing that too and saying only Jews should have Israel, and they're actually doing it. They're actually doing it by kicking out all the Palestinians. This plan was to get them out of the Gaza Strip. Ultimately, we know they're going to succeed. They are going to conquer all of Israel, and Antichrist is going to come to power. But we can see now where he's going to have to come to power by force. And one day, by limited nuclear strikes, especially on the United States, which really is a last haven for people to shoot off their mouths with some sense of freedom. That was in the protocols. I've been speaking to you people about this. It's happening under your eyes. Even under the Obama campaign, two guys he put in office were not sufficiently pro-Israel. They were even kind of saying, I'm against these hawks in Israel. We have to watch out. Israel's destroying his country. And they got bumped out of their positions. I don't have their names offhand now. I'm going to maybe... Who was it?
Charles Freeman,
and who else? There was one other guy, two guys that Obama put on there that were not sufficiently pro-Israel, that made negative comments against Israel that were bumped off of their positions. Do you see what? And then you have tenured professors losing their tenure because they spoke out against Zionism. Now let's get back to this George Galloway situation that's happening here. He was talking to the Jew, and the Jew's threatening him. And Galloway says, oh, that's a pretty serious threat now. You're even threatening people that even listen to me in Canada over the internet or something, or the radio. He goes, that's right, we're going to go after them, right? So, on March 30th, he does broadcast from New York City into Canada. And that's all over the internet now, but you wouldn't find it under the major networks. We'll read about that. On Monday, March 30th, the Toronto Coalition to Stop the War and Rabble.ca made history by broadcasting banned British Member of Parliament George Galloway to thousands over the internet to watch the broadcast. At the time of this blog's publication, over 36,000 viewers minutes have been logged on the Rabble TV video player. At venues across Canada, the United States, and Europe, crowds sat together to tune into the broadcast. It's safe to say that Jason Kenney's attempt to prevent Galloway from being heard in Canada has been a spectacular failure. So don't miss your chance to be part of this historical cross-country tour. Get your tickets now. He's saying, he thanked him, he says, you made me more popular now. Everyone's now listening to him over the internet. And now we're all beginning to get a look at the ugly-headed Jew who's always been in the background, ruling the democracies. There is no such thing as a democracy, Mr. Galloway. Let me warn you about that, too. The Jew is always behind it. You better go further than you've gone. You better look into the religious aspect of this whole thing. You better listen to what we're telling you, because we're the only ones that are telling you the whole truth from an absolute perspective. And even though, yes, you're free to do some speak in the United States, I'm not against using that opportunity, but don't glorify this harlot neither, because she's going down also. And all these people that idolize democracy and are stupid enough to believe that it's a really a true thing, that it really exists, and you can build a utopia from it, are going to be rightly punished by the Antichrist. He is going to succeed ultimately. But what's happening here is we're beginning to see the mask of the Jew has to show himself more and more in the public. Ultimately, till Antichrist, the ultimate apostate Jew, is going to be in the temple, ruling publicly, with the Jews as his number one, the apostate Jews as his number one chosen people. You want to call them chosen people? You could. They're chosen for the Antichrist. They're not God's chosen people. They're Antichrist's chosen people. You look what's going on here in Canada. Now, it's good to use this Galloway guy, because he's not your typical guy they go after who denies the Holocaust. And we do know the Holocaust is a hoax. Here's a guy that is against them. He's a lefty, and they're going after him. I'm telling you, folks, anybody who calls an evil Jew, they try to slander him with the anti-Semitism thing, or you're a hater, or you're this or you're that. Why, in this case, did they call him a hater? Because he happens not to agree with the Israeli policy in the Middle East? Because he went over there to help the Palestinians? Right or wrong? What does that got to do with hating Jewish people as a race? No claim. They tried to pull that with me in the Rick Gonzalez debate. If you read what happened with Rick Gonzalez there in persecution of Rick Gonzalez, just read it. In the beginning, they tried to brand us as some racial KKK people. And we blasted right back at them. They had to back off. Even caused them to print retractions, or we were going to bring a libel case against them. Read what happened there. That's what they try to do. And the first big thing they tried to do was this Holocaust hoax, where they made themselves the victims and replaced Christ. And now no one's allowed to say anything against these Jews at all. At all. And if you do, and if people who are bold enough to do it can at least see what kind of power they really have, you lose your position. You lose your, you see it? I got enough on my website already on the Zionist thing for you people to see what's going on here. Let me see. Okay, there's one last thing I want to mention on here. Also, he is running another convoy. He came out and said he's running another convoy. Let me read about this. He says, the convoy will be co-led by me and Ron Kovic, upon whose life the Tom Cruise epic Born on the 4th of July was based. It's leaving for Cairo. When else? On the 4th of July, where I led 110 vehicles. This one will be 500 trucks long. It aims to deliver $10 million worth of aid to the suffering people there. You can follow it until this U.S. website is up at www.vivapalestina.org. It'll be up on my website. There you can also buy the campaign CD. Now, this is something we would support. Even other lefties and they're all that. I want to put a thorn in the Antichrist, even if we can use our enemies to go against the worst enemy. I will. And this should be supported to point out the hypocrisy of the Jew. Everybody really should support this convoy. And everybody who doesn't has no right, I'm talking about everybody, should, because they say we support democracy, freedom of speech, rights for everybody. Let's see what they do. Let's see how far he gets on this. Let's see the attempts the Jews are now going to try to stop him. Because they really don't. Sooner or later, when these efforts succeed more and more, Antichrist gets to the battle plan and says, we're coming to power. We're going to push the button. Bombs are going. Because they're not going to be. There's enough. This is an open door for us, at least to wake people up to see what us true Catholics are talking about. We're not. If I'm an anti-Semite, I have to hate myself because I'm a Jew. I'm a Catholic Jew. It's not about anti-Semitism. I'm going to say that to you a million times. It's about evil Jews. It's about Jews. People are evil, not because of their race, but because of their beliefs. Their false beliefs. Because they either worship a false God, or practice a false religion, or worship no God at all like an atheist, or they're breaking one of God's moral commandments. That's why people are evil. The Lord Jesus Christ, a Jew himself, the best Jew of all, came out and said that woe to these apostate Jews, they are his worst enemies, and John 5:43, they're bringing the Antichrist to power. Jesus told us they're evil, and you better start calling a spade. I want to hear these evil Jews being blasted by everybody, and don't back down when these Jews bark at you and call you an anti-Semite. And especially don't listen to the Vatican II Church, which is full of this mush. Full of this mush. And hypocrisy. But you know what? Even the Vatican II Church is now going to have to come out and oppose Israel as she gets more bold. Even to keep up her reputation as a dove. An apostate dove, you know, peacenik dove. And that's when they're going to destroy the Vatican too. And then the Vatican gets destroyed. But don't fool yourself. The leader himself is part of the plot. I firmly believe the rat man is either a Mason or a Jew himself. And he knows what he's doing. He's playing people like a fiddle himself. And the false prophet's going to be one of these apostate anti-popes of the Vatican II Church. He's going to give complete and total support to the state of Israel when the time is right. Now, I'll leave off on this right here, where it says that he's now, he's trying to sue these Jewish agencies in Canada. In a release Friday, George Galloway said he has given formal notice of the libel action to Kenny. Kenny's spokesman, Ali Khan Valashi, to the Canadian Jewish Congress, CJC, Chief Executive Bernie Farber, CJC's co-president, Sylvian Abbey at Beatball, and Panay Brith Canada CEO Frank Demont. And here's Galloway saying, I welcome robust criticism, but the comments made about me crossed the line. Galloway, an outspoken supporter of Palestinian cause, said in a statement Friday released by his Canadian lawyer, quote, they are not only untrue, they are outrageous. As an elected member of the British Parliament, I am compelled to exercise my legal right to clear my name, end quote. Under Ontario's Libel and Slander Act, Galloway is required to commence his action within 3 months after the legal libel has come to his knowledge. We will now see what happens with that. But keep your eyes open, folks. We have a little door here for you to see what's been going on all these years. Just, I tell you, Galloway's and all them, they're part of the big problem also. And I still don't know who's more evil, the zealous Jew or him. They're both evil. But evil's exposing evil. You're beginning to see what the major plot is. You're beginning to see how these Jews have been lying for a real long time. One thing about Galloway, though, I don't think he's a hypocrite or lies like these people do. All men are liars in one way, but not like these Jews are lying. Like when Bill Moyers comes out and exposes the weapons of mass destruction. How did he get away with the banking crash? What's going on with that? Start looking. This doesn't happen overnight. Go back and listen to the whole picture, what we're telling you about their lies about evolution, about their lies about heliocentrism, about their lies on communism, about their lies with democracy, about their lies about the Holocaust that never took place, about how the Nazis were the big bad guys when they were a lesser of evils. Much lesser. And that's why they're really angry at them. Because the evildoers had to win that war, and indeed they did win that war, and now look at the world we're living in. You've never... 9/11! Look what they did at 9/11 with the lie. Look what they did at Pearl Harbor. Look what they did at Waco. Look what they did at the Oklahoma City bombing. Look, they actually control the Federal Reserve Bank, and you don't even know that. No one ever told you. That's a private institution controlled by Jews. Did anybody ever tell you that on the major network stations? What are some of the other conspiracies that we're going to be putting up there? JFK conspiracy. What the Freemasonic bastards in Texas did to him at the bequest of the Jews. And Kennedy was no good neither. He got punished for his own sin. He's burning in hell. Kennedy was an absolute apostate if you read his heresies. But he still was sufficiently enough against Israel for them to kill him. They killed Kennedy at the request of the Jew. Just look at that. You've got to be an idiot to believe what the public tells you about what happened there. What kind of a nation is this? So I'm telling all you people, you better start taking sides. And it's not even the Galloway side. It's not the Doves. These guys are immoral too. Galloway's immoral also and all that. The Doves, the liberals are always immoral. There's only one solution. It's the true Catholic Church. And that's what we're preaching here, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. It's only us. And only on my website. That's where you're going to get the whole picture. That's where the good guys are going to all end up. And the neutral guys who don't take sides are bad guys. There's no in-between on this matter. You may be able to hang out on the fence for a while because God's going to have a little mercy on you while he shows you what we're saying is true. But if you wait too long before you come into the true Catholic Church, it's all over. First of all, it's all over because you're going to go to hell if you die tomorrow. And you're not going to have the weapons you need to stand up against the Antichrist. Not only is he going to destroy you physically and morally, they're already morally destroyed, you're also going to end up in hell as soon as he's done killing you. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.